Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 21st of April, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
And as you may know, Charlotte is the host of the media podcast here at Mac Observer. Also with me today, I have the host of the Mac Geek Gab podcast, Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Now, Dave also hosts other podcasts, Charlotte Experiences, on other podcasts. But the reason I'm introducing them in that particular fashion today is because we're here to talk about podcasts. We got an announcement yesterday from Apple about... it's sort of a twofold announcement, because the first fold was a hugely redesigned interface for the podcasts app, which I believe has spent a long time earning the derision it has gotten up until this point. I think that's a pretty fair assessment. And now, not only is the app new and improved in some interesting ways, but it's also new and improved for publishers of podcasts in some interesting ways, which is why I'm here to talk to the two of you about it. Now, Charlotte, you wrote about this initially over at MacObserver.com, so I'm going to let you take us through the announcement piece we got yesterday at Spring Forward, or Spring Loaded.
Yeah, we were Spring Loaded. There was so much. We were fully Spring Loaded. But yeah, you're right. There were a couple of different elements to what Apple did in the podcast. Quite quick segment, actually, considering what was actually, I think, quite significant changes. Mm-hmm. So the one that will grab most attention, and is what you were getting at, is that podcasters will now be able to have the option to make their podcasts a premium show and make additional shows available for subscribers and that kind of thing. Which is, you know, podcasters have been able to do this on through other platforms, Patreon, I think. Am I right, Dave, that Acast has some premium features as well? I'll come back to The Athletic, which is something I want to talk about as well, because they were included in the announcement yesterday. So there's a lot of there's stuff that happens, and Apple is bringing it in-house, basically. They were very, very humble about it. Apple helped launch the podcast industry, said Tim Cook. So he was really happy about that. And they've eventually decided to update the app as well.
Yeah.
But so Apple is, you're going to be able to put out a show on Apple Podcasts, ask customers to pay for it, either, you know, per show, or perhaps to listen to a season of a show, or all that kind of thing, or offer additional content, as I say. And that will all be done through the podcast app. And no surprise, Apple will take 30% of that for the first year. And I think it goes down to 15% after that. So it's keeping its usual subscription charging model.
Mm-hmm. And one big change I know in the app, which may be there already, is the when you decide this is a podcast I want to listen to every day, or every week, or every time an episode comes out, I want it to just show up. The button you press doesn't say subscribe anymore. It says follow. Because subscribe implies payment.
Yeah, that was something we spotted in the 14.5, one of the many, many beta versions of it. But yes, they changed it to, it says follow, for exactly the reason you outlined, that people thought subscribe meant pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure people thought subscribe meant pay. I think Apple wanted to use the word subscribe to mean pay, and they are redefining it.
That's fair.
I think there's some of that. And I also think there was some kind of showing that people in the age of Substack and other such services,
sure,
the newspapers you can subscribe to through the App Store, did think there was a possibility that that even at some of the time meant pay, and this differentiates that.
It does. Well, you're right. In Apple's parlance, in Apple's vernacular, the word subscribe everywhere else means pay for a subscription. Right. Exactly. That's true. Yes. So they could have changed it to subscribe for free. Because you are still subscribing to a thing. But I suppose it could be argued that you are subscribing to someone's Twitter feed too, in that regard, because you will see the things that they publish, right? So follow, in today's world, follow means subscribe for free. Yeah. See what they
more
say.
More or less, yeah.
And I think probably the fact that we had this conversation proves why Apple changed it.
Yeah. Because subscribe means money, I think, is kind of where that went. And like, you know, all of the other language we have from Apple around this uses the word subscription. When you sign up for a service for a month or for a year, it's a subscription. You manage all of that in the subscription section of the App Store or of your Apple ID. You know, you subscribe to Apple Music, you subscribe to Apple News, you subscribe to Arcade, because, and what that means is you get something in exchange for money. It's all sort of put together that way. So interesting. Now, Dave, as a publisher, as a person, as a person who is responsible for making sure the podcast has a feed and all that sort of stuff, because you do that for the show, you do that for Matt Geek Gab, you do that for the Small Business Show and Gig Gab, and I'm probably missing one. You do it for all of those. And so as a publisher, how much appeal does it have to you that Apple offers this avenue and Apple also gets a taste?
I think this is great. I can nitpick it and select parts of it that I would do differently, or I would prefer Apple to do differently.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of meat here, and I apologize for getting us dragged into the weeds of language. So I'm glad we're here. This is the biggest announcement that Apple has made about podcasting in 16 years, right? The only one, and arguably bigger than this, is that they were launching a podcast directory in iTunes. So this is huge for a lot of reasons, one of which is that Apple talked about podcasting at a news event. Like, this is new. It has not been a thing that they have drawn attention to in a very long time. And I'm really happy to see them doing this. Obviously, this is at least in part a reaction to what Spotify and many others have been doing. And Apple is starting to kind of, I don't want to say they're starting to languish, but their momentum is has been much slower than that of everyone else in the market. And so it's nice to see Apple increasing the speed and putting some gas behind this. So there's a lot that's changing from it on the back end of this. Apple launched a new website, which is sort of an evolution of something they've had in the past that they're calling Apple Podcasts for Creators, that lets creators, it gives us a dashboard that has more control to do things like those channels that you were talking about, but also for subscriptions and the things that as a podcaster you might choose to offer for pay versus for free. There is no, a few things though, there is no limitation. There is no exclusivity in any way with any of this. You can offer your paid content through Apple and also through Spotify and also on your own if you want. Like there's no exclusivity, which is great. There is no rule that you must do this as a podcaster, right? Mm-hmm. Only if it fits into your model. And there is no rule that you can't also offer things for free at the same time that you are offering things for pay, right? Like it's all very flexible. Podcasters, not listeners, but podcasters will pay a $19.99 US cent per year, not per month. There's been some mixed reports about this.
Okay.
You'd pay this fee, this $20 minus a penny fee per year, to have access to list, you know, paid podcasts or freemium podcasts, whatever, you know, to take part in the subscription model. A, you pay this fee to join the program. And then B, Apple takes a commission for the first year. It's 30% after the first year per subscriber year, not your first year in the program,
right?
But after a subscriber's second year, Apple only takes 15%. Right.
Every subscriber that renews turns into it. So this is the same as the subscription model they've rolled out for all the other stuff that's in the App Store.
Yeah,
correct. I'm sort of surprised that they don't have the, you know, $1 million gross per year limit and offer a lowered subscription rate. But, you know, whatever.
It's, well, we're 1.0.
We are, exactly.
So that might be coming.
This can and almost certainly will evolve. Yep,
sure.
Exactly.
So but, this is just Apple offering another avenue right now for people to make money that Apple can get in on. It sort of sounds like because this will just allow Apple to make to help people help themselves make money off of podcasts, I think, because right now, so far, we're not seeing Apple snapping up podcast studios so that these things can be exclusive to Apple Podcasts or anything like that.
Not yet.
We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Like this, this is still early in trying to compete with the kind of things that Spotify is doing and other places where they're, this is an exclusive podcast and you can only get it if you pay for Spotify or whatever.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that certainly could happen and it could happen without any agreement. Like Apple could, we could choose to offer our paid content exclusively only through Apple, like and just simply not choose to offer it via any other avenue. And then it would by default be exclusive to Apple, but only logistically, not contractually.
Right. It's so, not because Apple decided.
Correct.
It's not because Apple wrote Dave a big fat check and now we're only available on the Apple platform.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, now, okay. That second scenario, I mean, again, there's nothing in this that says that that will not happen.
Right.
It could. It just, we haven't.
Right. That's just not where we are
of it
now.
And correct.
Yeah. There's the, I would say the last 14 months has probably given a lot of people a slightly more fatalistic outlook on things. And so it's a lot easier to just sort of worst case scenario everything. Like this means anything listed on Apple Podcasts is only available on Apple Podcasts or whatever. And just sort of jumping to that. Okay, before we continue, I just want to get in a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Upstart. If you dread looking at your credit card statement every month, we don't blame you. There's no judgment here. Upstart can help you lift that weight off your shoulders. It's a fast, easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, and it's all online. Whether you're paying off your credit cards, consolidating debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart for a fixed monthly payment. They look at more than just your credit score, so they can offer smarter rates with their trusted partners. It's a 5-minute online rate check. You can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000, and you can even get the money as soon as one business day after accepting. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payment today when you go to upstart.com/TDO. That's upstart.com/TDO. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know I sent you. Loan amounts are determined based on credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/TDO to find out more. We'd like to thank Upstart for sponsoring the show today. Now, I have more questions about this. So, Charlotte, I would like to talk to you about this particularly because, like, as Dave had mentioned, we were talking about, you know, competing with things like Spotify where there's exclusive content on, you know, there's exclusive content on Spotify because Spotify is paying for that. So do you think that that may eventually be a thing that Apple is headed toward with something like this?
Apple may eventually, Apple is already producing original podcast content. They've made it related to Apple TV Plus. It's called The Line. I've done a review of the first couple of episodes and a Media Plus episode with Jeff Gamet on it. It's an interesting listen. First of all, obviously that was released before there was any subscription options in Apple Podcasts, so that's free. I think the two things are pretty unconnected. I think Apple may decide to get its checkbook out, but I don't think that has anything to do with what it announced yesterday.
Okay. So
no, necessarily.
Okay. Well, this is a question for both of you, because this was a thing that I thought about yesterday at the very end of Mac Voices, as a matter of fact, when we were talking on Mac Voices Live about this very thing. And that is part of this is Apple being able to monetize some of that. So another announcement we got yesterday was season 2 of Ted Lasso and when that's going to come out. And so let's say, for example, I am an Apple TV subscriber. And since it comes out in July and that's when I'm supposed to start paying for Apple TV, I've now paid for my month of Apple TV in July so that I can watch the new season of Ted Lasso. And as a result, I am able to access the official Ted Lasso companion podcast. Let's pretend that's a thing that exists, but I only get to hear it because I pay for Apple TV. And being able to have these sort of subscription gates on some of this stuff makes it so that Apple has those things for me as well. How does that sound to you, Charlotte? As like, I get adjacent content from other parts of Apple's stuff because they know that I'm paying for TV Plus, so I'm able to get that podcast where other people may not.
I was very surprised yesterday that we didn't hear about podcast subscriptions in the context of Apple One bundles.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised by that, even if it was the premium Apple One bundle gets you X number of premium podcasts per month. I was surprised by that. I have to say that there was no linkage made between the two, because I think the kind of outline scenario you outlined is quite a likely one. We've already heard, and you and I have referenced it at various points, Kelly, the idea that there's going to be there's meant to be a Jon Stewart offshoot podcast when his show launches on Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, the line is actually an Apple TV Plus product, not an Apple podcast product. There's going to be an accompanying TV documentary. So I was surprised that there wasn't more linkage made between the two. But given the significance of this this announcement, and I think Dave put it in the right historical context of how actually important it is and what a dramatic shift it is.
Mm-hmm.
This took up a very little amount of time in the whole presentation yesterday. I'm pleased we've got time here to dig into it, because Apple kind of, there are ways to get the information, but in lots of ways there were, you know, as proved by this conversation, there's lots of questions that came out of it as opposed to a lot of answers we got from Apple.
Yeah, we got a lot of answers about a lot of other things, but think, not about this.
Yeah, I think your point that this is version 1.0 is a perfectly fair one as well.
Yeah, I think this, to your point about companion shows, you know, and I see two very different models, one for Ted Lasso and one for the Jon Stewart show, you know, but I think the idea of companion shows that might be paid for is at least part of the reason that this now exists, to pave the path, not just for us, mm-hmm. To create paid for podcasts, but for Apple to create paid for podcasts. And then of course, including those in the subscription. I would think for, you know, Ted Lasso is an interesting one, and Apple, you know, still is standing on the precipice here. So they get to choose if and when and how they jump.
Sure. But
I would, Apple TV Plus is still a question, right? Apple mm-hmm. clearly is funding this out of their own pockets thus far. I'm sure there's some people paying for it, but it's inconsequential, right, compared to the number of people that are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have yet to have that runaway hit that will bring people in. It's all still about marketing. Not that the marketing would ever go away, but really, like, they are looking for that thing that brings the non-paying subscribers into being paying subscribers of Apple TV Plus.
The non-believer?
Well, just the people, just the non-Apple using Netflix user, right? The non-Apple using Netflix customer. I've got an Android and I've got Netflix.
And a smart TV. With a TV
and a smart TV,
app.
So I could use Apple TV Plus, but I'm not given it. So mm-hmm. you know, what's going to bring me in? And maybe Ted Lasso is that thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. but we don't know, and that's the thing. You don't really get to pick that as a content creator. Things quote unquote go viral on their own. If I were Apple, knowing all of that, I'm not sure I would be charging for a Ted Lasso podcast anytime soon.
Right.
I would use that as my marketing to bring people in to want to watch the show. Now, a Jon Stewart podcast where the content might be just as value, the audio content might be just as entertaining mm-hmm. on its own as the TV show would be on its own. Now, maybe that's a thing where you say, we're going to charge for both of these things separately. Or if you buy Apple TV Plus subscription via any sort of other means, then you get this rolled in with it too. So, again, they're still standing on the precipice. So,
Sure. And it wouldn't make, it wouldn't make sense to do it with something like Ted Lasso if that's how they're if that's their the doorbuster they're using to get everybody in, right? But
correct.
But yeah, it's exactly. it's a very illustrative example of exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm still just really excited that there's a hard date for Ted Lasso to return. So very happy. Yeah,
we're all going to have to pay for it, though. That's the interesting thing, right? They are definitely at the moment banking on that because the timing of it matches perfectly with when those initial subscriptions the initial freebies run out. Yeah. There's still more of them, but yeah.
And honestly, at $5 a month, I'm happy to give it for Ted Lasso, even by itself. Right. So tune in for the Ted Lasso fan cast coming to Mac Observer this July. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. I wanted to thank both of you for being here, Dave and Charlotte. I really appreciate your time and your perspective on having on what all of this is going to mean for Apple as a media company and for people who are publishing podcasts. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.